since 1988.
Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to take you to New York, where domestic violence is the conversation. Time to talk. We're going to introduce you to some interesting people, including headline news anchor Christy Paul. You also see her on True TV. She was a victim of domestic violence. She talks about that in a book she has coming out and how she's reaching out to help other people and some other really terrific organizations as well. Before we get to that, though, we thought we would lighten the load a little bit because we always do our cheap movie reviews. We wanted to squeeze in a few quick movies since there was a high demand for it. One of the holiday movies this time around is one called New Year's Eve. Take a listen.
Storm affects the earth. Noah, can you get the phone?
Mom, the phone's ringing.
Noah, please get the phone.
Mom, the phone's ringing. Do you hear it?
Have you started looking for a job yet?
Sorry.
What about babysitting?
Babysitting sucks. Adult men don't babysit things.
You're wonderful with children.
Noah.
Mrs. Padula.
Good to see you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Get him. Bring it in for a hug, man. Aww. What are we doing?
This is Slater, Blythe, and Rodrigo.
My real babysitter, Nancy. She does what I want her to do.
I'm not a real babysitter.
I'm more of a sit on the couch.
What's up, you little tampon?
Do whatever I say or I'll kill you type of babysitter. And you sprayed perfume in my mouth.
I hate you.
I'll destroy you. Oh, you did it again.
I'm at a party. You want to come?
I probably shouldn't.
I was thinking we could have sex.
Yeah, maybe I could work something out.
Streets, fasten your seatbelts.
What you want?
What are you doing in here?
I dropped a bomb.
Oh, that's very cute. Slater.
Oh, it's not me.
It was me. I sharted.
Oh, come on! I've been stuck babysitting these three kids.
I know him. He's a friend. That looks good. What is that?
I'm being chased by two insane drug dealers. And I came for my keys to my minivan, and that's what's up.
You know this ain't no place for no kids.
My name's Noah J. Bird.
Noah J. Bird?
Ca-caw!
Oh, you like to fly.
What's your name, baby?
They call me Soul. Soul Baby.
Soul Baby?
Yeah.
Keep it in control, baby. Tears, no fears, man.
Oh, is that right?
Respect it, don't neglect it.
All right, my brother.
Treat it, don't beat him.
All right, baby. You're a badass mother.
All right, so that was The Sitter, and in this movie is a very popular actor, Jonah Hill, and you can tell he's a suspended college student. He's living at home with a single mother. He's babysitting kids next door. Be careful, though. Don't be fooled by this comedy if you have really young kids because it's rated R. It's got crude language and drug material and some violence and that kind of stuff. So be careful with that one. Jonah Hill, though, is a pretty decent actor, and he even has a little animated series on TV now. I can't think of what the name of it is. All right, so now the other movie is one that might be able, teenagers might be able to go and see, and it's called New Year's Eve.
Three, two, one.
That's the biggest night of my career.
All these people have come from all over the world tonight just to be here.
Don't just dump them.
Float them in the wind. It should be magical.
Tonight is the night.
It only happens once a year. New Year's Eve. Okay. It's a time when hopeless can be romantic. Last year, I met a woman, and she was extraordinary.
You're gonna meet her, aren't you?
And a resolution can become a revelation.
That looks like a long list. You better get on it.
If you can make these resolutions come true by midnight, you get these.
Four tickets to a party? You called the right guy.
And when one night can change everything.
No, 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 no.
This thing is dead.
It doesn't work.
Call the super.
You don't work either.
Hello, New York City.
I want to go to Times Square tonight.
That's highly doubtful.
You know, I'm 15.
I know.
This is not a training bra. And this is not Girls Gone Wild.
The first baby delivered in the new year. It's $25,000.
Oh, it's on.
Let's go, honey. Nobody wins when pregnant women fight.
Resolution number 2. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Cheers.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
What? Because it's New Year's Eve, you want another shot at it?
She's fooling around.
I like fooling around, too.
Here we go.
Get your noisemakers ready.
Do it.
Is it New Year's Eve?
We've got to do something to get you out of your New Year's Eve funk.
We could have our own party.
You went out for a slice of pizza, and you may have run into the one.
Who are you going to kiss at midnight?
Well, you know what that is?
Insanity.
No, serendipity.
And the countdown begins.
There's going to be more celebrities here than we have.
I'm freaking out.
What do you think? You look hot.
And for this one magical night, it's about getting another chance to do more, to give more, to love more.
Because that's what New Year's is all about.
That and a good party. Nothing beats New York on New Year's Eve.
All right, so this is one of those hurry up, let's throw it together. It's a who's who. Halle Berry, Jessica Biel, John Bon Jovi, Zac Efron, Katherine Heigl, Seth Meyers, Sarah Jessica Parker. You know, name whoever you can think of in Hollywood TV and movie-wise, and they're in this movie. And it's about New Year's Eve. They've used different themes in the past and put a lot of well-known folks in front of the cameras, and that's what I think they've done here. It could be a cute movie, though, and it would work for, like I said, teenagers or older. There are other movies that are coming out this week, too. You know, we just pick a couple of them, and there's some that have been out that are pretty popular. For example, you know, you look at the young vampire movies, The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1, The Muppets, that's been pretty popular, too. The Tower Heist is kind of one of those sleeper movies, as is The Descendants. That's a George Clooney movie. Either way, if you're going to the flicks, here's my advice. Make sure that you buy your candy and sneak it in, because you'll save like $4. Do you ever price candy at the concession stand? I don't know, to take, because I'm always looking for something that's low fat but still good. The Twizzlers. So let's say they say it's low fat. The Twizzlers are 3 times as much when you go to the movies. So usually it's better to buy ahead. Some other movies that are opening this week include I Melt With You, Knuckle, Young Adult, We is another one that's opening too. And then there's some big ones because the Christmas holidays are usually huge for openers, like ones that might win Academy Awards or books that were turned into movies, like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That was 3 books, 3 different books, and this was the first one, so maybe they have another movie that's going to drop after this one, see how it does. Mission Impossible is back with Tom Cruise. They're predicting that one could be a really good one. The Iron Lady is, I couldn't think of her name for a second, Meryl Streep, who is playing Margaret Thatcher, and that's supposed to be a pretty interesting movie. So a bunch of stuff coming out. All right, join us for a time to talk some serious talk about domestic violence, both with men and women being abused, next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
As many of you know, listening to America Tonight, domestic violence and raising awareness about domestic violence and ways that we can try to stop it, thwart it, help people who are victims is a very big cause for me. Time to Talk is something that Liz Claiborne has been doing now for years in New York City, and I applaud them for their efforts. They've done such a great job of trying to really raise the awareness, as I just said, on domestic violence. So Ariel Zwang joins us now. She is the CEO of Safe Horizons. You've heard me talk about this before. It's absolutely, in this country, the leading provider of services across the board to victims of crime and abuse. I mean, listen to this. Safe Horizons gave support, prevented violence, promoted justice for hundreds of thousands, you can't even put a number on this, of victims and their families and communities, and they do it each and every year. Ariel, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight and being a part of Time to Talk in New York City.
Thank you, Kate.
Since you jumped on board with Safe Horizons, what have you seen? What has changed as far as trying to attack this very serious problem? Do you feel like, I'll say we're collectively people working out, we're getting through, that things are starting to change?
Well, I think that awareness is continuing to rise, and it's through efforts like yours and Liz Claiborne and press coverage and, sad to say, media coverage when, you know, even Chris Brown and Rihanna, but these are all things that shine the spotlight on the fact that this is not a fringe problem. One out of four American women in her lifetime, and that's not our research, that's the Centers for Disease Control says that, will be a victim of domestic violence. And so it's just a huge public health, you know, epidemic.
Yeah.
Everyone should be aware.
I agree. Do you think more women are coming forward? Because that's always, psychologists will tell you this, and you know because you've heard this, you know the statistics, and you've worked with people, and your organization certainly does that. Do you think more women feel like they can come forward? Are more people trying to break that? Because that's part of the problem.
I mean, I think that, you know, in the last 40 years ago, there really weren't words for domestic violence. It was just, I don't know, something people did. And if you call the police, the cop would tell the guy to walk around the block. And think how far society has come in that time. We have laws. We have domestic violence police officers who are specially trained to deal with these issues. We have shelters. We have, you know, prosecutors addressing this. But the last remaining area, I think, is just addressing the shame. The shame that people feel when this has happened to them through no fault of their own, and yet they're so embarrassed to come forward. So if there's one thing that I could say to people, it's, you know, help is available. Please do come forward. Certainly more people are coming forward now, you know, than in decades past. But I think each year we really, really have to keep the message out because the shame is just so strong.
Yeah. I gave a kind of a broad description of Safe Horizons. Flush it out a little bit more for the people that are listening. Of course, they can go to the website, safehorizon.org. But tell us more about some of the things that you specifically do.
Sure. Well, we run three hotlines, the biggest of which is our domestic violence hotline. So anywhere that you are in New York City, you can call our hotline, 1-800-621-HOPE, and we will help begin the process of getting you help. We run 9 domestic violence shelters where battered women and their children can sleep safely every night, knowing that the batterer cannot harm them while they're under our roof. And we shelter every night about 725 people. We have that many beds. We provide legal services. We have counseling services. We help people with an order of protection. There's a broad array of services that are available to people. We provide them, and we encourage people to take advantage of them.
Do you ever find, I wonder about this, if somebody is a victim of domestic abuse, and let's say they go and they get some of this wonderful help from Safe Horizons, so they're there, they get the legal help, they're there with a bed, they're there with their kids, and they get through the process and they get away from the person who is victimizing them and the situation that they're in. Do they ever end up in your program counseling other people, helping other people? Do you see that? Do you see where other women reach out to tell their story and help others?
I think the place where that happens the most is in our peer support groups, where we have counseling groups. It's not just only one-on-one counseling. It's also support groups where people can say, wow, I'm not alone. There are other people like me. I felt so isolated. You know, one of the things that batterers do is isolate their victims. So they become less, for example, they don't see their families as much. They don't see their friends as much. And family and friends can say, what are you doing with that guy? You're nuts. And so people can become very isolated. And our support groups, and thank you for making this point, provide people with that reality check. No, I'm not crazy. No, I'm not alone. No, other good people, this happens to them too. And that does help the healing.
Yeah. As the CEO of Safe Horizon, and you see all facets and people report to you, what are you seeing demographically? Is it younger women, older women, or no bounds? It shows no bounds, domestic violence.
Unfortunately, it shows no bounds. I mean, it includes elder abuse and so forth.
Mm.
The typical shelter resident that we see is in her early 20s. But that's only folks seeking shelter. Then there are other people who may be at other points in their lives and you know, don't want to break up their home, for example, who don't want to seek shelter, who may be living with these problems as well. So we do see it across the board, unfortunately.
Yeah. Do you think that in watching this, as you said, a lot of the women are in their 20s. Is the need when we're having these conversations like Time to Talk and you're meeting other people in New York City and certainly you've met a lot of people that deal with domestic violence, is awareness is the key thing, isn't it? It sounds, some people will say, well, just because you're talking about it. But I think that's the key thing. The more people that are aware of it talk about it, the shame starts to come away from that, and maybe even younger girls realize there are certain things that they shouldn't tolerate. Do you think that's key?
I totally think that's key. And you know, one of the saddest things that I remember after the Rihanna and Chris Brown episode is that they polled young girls, and a lot of girls had the reaction, what did she do to make him mad? And I was so saddened by that because it should be anyone's reaction that no matter what she did, she didn't deserve to be beaten up. You know, I mean, there's nothing she could possibly have done that would deserve that. And yet there were girls who thought, well, she must have done something to deserve it. And that's one of the saddest things that we see is what we call victim blaming, where people say, well, you know, she must have asked for it, she must have done something to deserve it. Yes, the awareness building, and especially at young ages, that says no one deserves to be treated this way, not you and not anyone that you know or read about or hear about, is one of the things that will make people come forward and say, hey, I don't like it when you try and control my behavior. I don't like it when you tell me where I can and can't go, because those are some of the ways that it starts. No, I don't want to be with someone that, that treats me like a possession or that wants to control my behavior all the time. And you're absolutely right. It has to start young.
What's one of the most rewarding things about this job? Because, you know, I got a little bio on your background, Ariel, and of course you went to Harvard, you graduate, you had a business career. It sounds like you did some exciting things in that area, and then you must have had the desire to be a volunteer because you ended up becoming the executive director of New York Cares, which is just a terrific group, by the way. I'm very familiar with them. It's the largest volunteering group or organization, one of them that I can think of even in the country. It's 40,000 mm-hmm. people, something like that. And then you seg into Safe Horizon. Did you see your career path going this way?
Well, you know, the common thread for me, and I actually, you're right, I did start out in the business world, but it's been about 20 years since I've been doing nonprofit and government work. Mm. And the common thread for me is trying to make things a little bit better for people who don't get a fair shake in life, whether they are poor and living in poverty for generations, whether they don't have adequate housing or adequate education, or culminating for me in Safe Horizon, where they've had the worst things done to them that one person does to another. What motivates me professionally is saying, you know what, I help make that a little bit better. And that is the most gratifying thing about Safe Horizon, when we hear of a woman who, you know, comes into shelter and is just, everything is wrong, nothing seems right. And a few months later, she's working on a job training program, or she's in college. She is seeing the way clear to supporting her children without the abuser. She's got an apartment far away from the abuser where she's safe. Boy, nothing's better than that.
Boy, no kidding. You said it perfectly. So check out safehorizon.org. I know we have a lot of listeners in the New York vicinity. If you need help, go there, absolutely. And you can go to the website. And as Ariel mentioned, they have several numbers that you can also dial as well for help. Ariel Swang, thanks so much, CEO of Safe Horizon. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
And thank you for getting the word out. Please keep doing what you're doing, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Ariel. Thanks.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts. discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Here we are again. Time to talk. We're talking about domestic violence, and it certainly comes in all shapes and sizes. Dari Dearness Olson joins us now, and very excited to talk to her because she is the New Jersey State Action Leader for the Love Is Not Abuse Coalition. And what does all of that mean? The really, really cool thing is some of the things that have happened, like the New Jersey Safe Dating Law that was passed this past May. Dari, thanks for coming on America Tonight and for what you're doing there in New York at Liz Claiborne headquarters with Time to Talk.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right, let's talk about the, first of all, I want to talk about the New Jersey Safe Dating Law. For people who aren't aware of that listening across the country, and we have people listening in New Jersey and in the Northeast, but in the Midwest and out West and whatnot, what is the Safe Dating Law? What does that mean?
Well, the New Jersey Safe Dating Law, A2920, requires all public middle schools and high schools, grades 7 through 12, to add safe dating to their annual health curriculum. Love Is Not Abuse provides a wonderful free curriculum for the schools to adopt. And Love Is Not Abuse also, along with the CDC, provides an online staff training that is also free. So it's such a win-win.
Yeah, and this is something, I mean, you understand domestic violence issues with your involvement, and you've spent a decade in counseling and specializing in treating and the abuse and sadly, the date rape victims. You've dealt with them, not sadly because you've helped them, but sadly that we have to deal with that. So this had to be your baby. How excited were you when you proposed it and it passed?
Well, I was extremely excited. You know, I was on the floor of the Senate when it passed unanimously, and then a few weeks later, the governor signed it into law. And like you said, it was my baby for sure, because for the last, now it's been 12 years, I own a counseling center in New Jersey, and we specialize in date rape and dating abuse. So education is the key to prevention, and this law is literally going to save lives.
Yeah. So let's talk about some things that parents listening can look for. What are the signs of dating abuse that they might see or notice in their daughter?
Okay, well, the first thing I recommend to parents is that they need to snoop. I'm a firm believer in snooping. As a parent, it's okay. Forget about all the privacy issues. If they're dating, you need to, every once in a while, check their text messages, read their emails, be a friend with them on Facebook, and make sure that they're having a healthy relationship. Some of the red flags would be, are they fighting all the time with their girlfriend or boyfriend? Because there are boys who are being abused by girls, for sure. Are they fighting all the time, crying all the time, upset, chained almost to their cell phones? They need to respond right away to a text. If you try to take their cell phone away, they get upset. They start isolating themselves. They don't want to spend time with their family or their friends, and they want to spend all their time with the girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah. What if somebody snoops, as you say, and they find these things out and they're starting to recognize these signs, what should they do? It seems like simple that they could sit them down and talk to their child, but as a parent, that's easier said than done, and often it might not have the desired, results that you want. What should they do?
Well, a lot of times, I'm a parent too. Your kids don't necessarily want to hear it from you. But the first step would be confronting them and saying, I read this text, or I read this email, or I overheard your conversation. And, you're not in a healthy relationship. In a healthy relationship, someone is nice to you all the time, not just some of the time. Every case is different, obviously, but if it's a pretty severe, dangerous situation, you would want to get them into counseling immediately. But the most important thing is to educate them. Here, loveisnotabuse.com is a great free resource, to have them log on and just learn it themselves. It's not the parent telling them, this is the information and it's fact.
Yeah. And seeing what you've seen, with date rape, what often is the common thread with the victims? Is it that they had no idea, they were blindsided, or what did you find with date rape?
Well, I've written 3 books on safe dating. My most recent book is Safe Dating for College Women, and that's it. And the reason I wrote it is because 25% of college women are date raped throughout their college experience, which is unfortunately a sad but true statistic. In that case, and even in high school it happens, we get them in the counseling center, they're drugged and raped. And once you're drugged, with roofied or whatever drug, there's many different kinds of drugs, you're really helpless. So in all 3 of my books, I really urge girls to go out with at least one other girl, go together, stay together, leave together, don't go in an isolated place in a bedroom or off in someone's car alone with a boy, because, it's dangerous. The risks are out there.
Yeah, no kidding. And as you said, you're an author and you're nationally known, too, as America's Safe Dating Coach. And you're the founder of what you just told us, safedatingcoach.com. That's a place certainly where people listening can go and get some of those tips you're talking about. That's staggering. You said 25% of college women?
25%.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's a CDC statistic. So, and I travel across the country speaking at colleges and high schools and parent groups because really, when they know, kids just, especially girls, they just have no idea. And once they know better, they can protect themselves.
Yeah. And the key thing is, do you tell them and obviously I'm sure you do, as you just mentioned there, to have somebody with you. Is there a trust factor somehow? Some of these young girls trust immediately the guy looks good, he sounds good, and so certainly that's not going to happen.
Right. And, I'm famous for the saying, boys are horny. Horny boys turn into horny guys. And I think girls and women need to know, that guys are typically out for one thing and one thing only. And, you know, sometimes girls have this big dreamy, you know, oh, he loves me, and it's so romantic, when meanwhile, you know, what the boy is thinking is totally different.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously passing the legislation was huge for you. You've been fighting this war for a long time. Do you think that there's a difference being made, and it's all about the conversation? You obviously go out and speak, and you talk to all kinds of people, and you've done books. Do you feel like, I'll say, collectively we're getting through?
Absolutely. I do, for sure. I mean, the New Jersey Safe Dating Law is the first step. I plan on helping other states pass the same law. I know a lot of states are having trouble. And when, you know, I live and breathe safe dating, dating abuse, date rape treatment, you know, every day. I'm like a walking statistic, but I think it's the first step. And we are making a huge change, because when kids are educated, you know, kids come into the counseling center often and, you know, I'll give them a checklist if they think they're in an abusive dating situation, and it'll say, do you fight all the time? Do you, you know, the things that we've talked about, are they mean to you? And suddenly they're checking off all these things, and they hadn't even realized it before, that they were in an unhealthy relationship. So I think, you know, Love is Not Abuse Today, It's Time to Talk Day, is just creating awareness. Most parents have no idea. They just think, well, kids date, that's what they do.
Right, because so the other thing would be that the parents have to get involved with what's happening to their with their children, who they're around, I guess, the groups and what they're doing, right?
Right. I mean, parents have got to keep a pulse on what their kids are doing, and that's why I'm all for snooping. You know, parents will come in, oh, I feel so bad. You know, my daughter wants her privacy. Well, you know what? If they have nothing to hide, then they won't care. And really, as a parent, you have a very short window. You know, once they go off to college, it's out of your control. So when they're living in your house and you have access, you know, you should find out and know what they're doing and who they're doing it with, and make sure they're being treated, you know, I believe all girls and women should be treated like gold.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with that. And you talk about Love is Not Abuse, the Love is Not Abuse Coalition. And I mentioned this, Christy Paul and I had this conversation, that so many of us have this idea of physical violence for domestic abuse, but it's not just physical, and you're emphasizing that. A lot of it is how you're treated in the words, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, when kids, when I get up and do an assembly or speak at a college, I'll say, dating abuse is when someone is mean to you, you know, verbally, emotionally. It's not just physically. You know, I think physical abuse has such a stigma around it, and everybody is, you know, very willing to say, well, he's never hit me before. But that doesn't mean it's not abusive.
Yeah. One last thing. So there you are. You're in the mix with Time to Talk. It's a great thing that Liz Claiborne has done, and they continue to partner with other people, obviously, in talking about domestic violence. And you mentioned that with this New Jersey safe dating law, that you're trying to help other states. What's the goal, to get every state to pass a state law like this one?
Yes, you know, I'm an eternal optimist, and that is my goal. You know, I did it in New Jersey in less than a year, and I plan on helping everyone else pass it, because it really is a win-win. It's free. I mean, how often do governments pass laws that are free? And yeah, you know, sky's the limit, so I'm going to go for it.
Yeah. Is it, have you been met with some resistance with that?
No, not at all.
Oh,
not
good.
At all. Because once you learn how to do it in one state, same procedures in, it doesn't matter what other state it is. So it's just a matter of getting to know what works. And I think in New Jersey, I was the thing that wouldn't go away. So they just wanted to pass it, you know, and move on.
I love that. All right, America's Safe Dating Coach. What a perfect way to end this. Terry Dearness Olson, you keep doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, we've been talking about domestic violence, as you know. It's something that I'm trying to raise awareness on. I've really gotten involved in my whole career because some of the things that I covered as a television news anchor, and certainly being in the talk game in the radio world as well. Christy Paul joins us now. You might recognize Christy Paul, news lady extraordinaire on HLN, and she's there in the mix in New York for Time to Talk at Liz Claiborne. Hey, Christy, how are you?
I'm great, Kate. Thank you so much for all your efforts here.
Yeah, thank you, too, for the same thing. I think anything, the people on our side of it, I mean, what are we doing? We're just talking about it. But I think that that will sometimes strike a chord with people who are listening, our listeners, people that we reach that might be in this situation. And you know this, I've done television as well, and as I said, radio. When you're doing your thing, sometimes you don't realize the impact of a story you tell or situations and that kind of stuff. And I think that's the rewarding aspect of our job. It's not about us, but the fact that there is the chance that someone could hear what we're talking about, it could strike a chord with them, and they could make the move. Don't you feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a hard time. I don't know about you, but I have a really hard time disconnecting myself from a lot of stories that we hear. I anchor on In Session on True TV 2, and right now we're in the middle of a Susan Wright resentencing, a lady who stabbed her husband almost 200 times, claiming that he sexually assaulted her. You know, she was living under abuse for years, she said. Now, she was convicted, but we do know that there are a lot of people living in scenarios like that. They don't go on to kill their husbands, but I was married for 4 years to a man who was really brutally verbally abusive to me. And I have three little girls, 7, 5, and 2, and I just had an urge to write one day, and the next thing I knew, I had written my story, and because I'm not fool enough to think it's not going to happen to them. And when I talk to people or even put on my Facebook page that I wrote this book, it's coming out in May, I am amazed, Kate, at the amount of people who say, I just left this abusive relationship, or I was in this relationship 20 years ago and I still have the scars. And this is so prolific. And it's not just women. I had a conversation with a guy last week who was getting out of a relationship because the roles were reversed.
Mm.
And you wonder, you know, I think at the core of abuse is fear. I mean, it's fear for the victim because they fear what's going to happen next. They feel the shame of it all. They fear, you know, the safety of their children if children are involved. And then for the abuser, I don't want to necessarily vilify abusers either, because they have their own wounds and they don't know how to deal with their anger. But at the end of the day, you have to be responsible for yourself. And if you are with somebody who cannot fight with you in a way that is civil and respectful, then they're just not healthy enough to be in their in your life. And that's what I had to finally realize. And it took me 4 years to do it.
Wow, so well said. And so you have a book coming out. You're starting to see what's out there, as you mentioned, how prolific it is. How tough was it for you to get out of that situation with young girls?
Well, the nice thing was I did not have the girls at the time. I didn't have children with him. But I can tell you that I had a moment towards the end where we were fighting and he was screaming at me and, you know, just horrible name calling and always threatening to leave. And I had this moment where I thought, what if I did have children? What if I don't want my son growing up thinking this is what he should do to women? I don't want my daughter growing up thinking this is what she should expect, because it's not okay. And all of a sudden in my head I heard, yeah, it's not okay. Then why are you still here? If it's not good enough for kids, it's not good enough for you, and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, you mentioned some of the cases and some of the stories that we see. Do you feel like now women are more empowered to take that leap? Like you said, fear is the biggest thing. Do you feel like, and this is a hard question to answer because, you know, we're on the other side of it, but do you think we're seeing more, because of the conversation, more people coming forward and openly talking about what's happened to them?
What I see is that when people find out I've been through it on some level, they will talk to you. There is such isolation and such a feeling of being alone when you're in the middle of it. But I do think the conversations are becoming more expanded. And I think part of that is because, like I said, it's so prolific and so many people have been through it. And nobody wants to join that sorority of, hi, I'm divorced, or hi, I was in an abusive relationship. But the fact of the matter is, it's real, it happened, and we need to understand our worth and set boundaries for ourselves. And that was something that I learned from it. I had some really unconventional therapy. I had to sit down and write a list of the benefits of verbal abuse. And I remember writing out that title thinking, this is sick. But the next thing I know, I had 66 answers, and I share that entire list in the book. It helped me understand boundaries that you need to set in your life. It helps expand my capacity to forgive other people and to forgive ourselves for not being perfect. And, you know, we blame ourselves so much when somebody comes at us. But at the same time, you have to recognize that, look, I can't make him stop drinking. I can't make him less angry. I can't make him act differently. That's his responsibility. And if he's not going to step up, then I have to step out.
Oh, I like that. That's powerful.
Because you're worth it. Because this is not the life that God intended for you. Nobody was born to be abused.
Yeah. Wow, so powerful. Step out. If it's not right, don't be afraid to step out. And what's interesting in now what I've noticed here in our conversation is a lot of people, Christy, just think of violence, like domestic violence. They think of hitting. They think of somebody getting hurt. They think of the threat of that. But as you're talking about, the verbal abuse is really rampant and really scary, and I think people don't understand what that is.
Well, and think about how many children are growing up in homes where they're hearing verbal abuse, and you wonder where it comes from. I mean, people do what they know, sadly. And I know that for myself, I was in that relationship for 4 years, and a sense of worthlessness really does penetrate you, and you just feel like, my God, I can't do anything right, and I am not worth anything, and you start walking around like a zombie. And you owe it to yourself to snap out of that. You can't let somebody else's words define who you are. It's a hard place to be, and it's a hard place to get out of. For me, my story was I had to get on my knees and I had to pray, and I had to finally be willing. I mean, I had asked a million times when I prayed in that marriage, do I stay or do I go? And I'm telling you, Kate, I heard go a million times, but I wasn't willing to really go. I wasn't willing to do it because I had married this man. That was a commitment. And we all have that, no, you see the moments where they're kind and they're loving and they're sweet, and you just cling to those because it reinforces to you why you are with that person. But you also have to recognize the reality of the situation. And until I was really willing to leave, if that was what I was supposed to do, or willing to stay, I was willing to do either one. And I just got that gut, and I knew I had to leave. And I didn't leave right away. I mean, it took me a month. You have to, especially if you're in a situation where you are in danger physically, you have to be very careful about it. Listen to your gut. Go to somebody that you trust. I guarantee you there is somebody out there who will help you. You are not alone in this. But words can be just as devastating as anything else because they're so consistent, and they can break you down and your psyche can be shattered. And I just urge people to recognize their worth. Nobody's meant for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Did you tell anyone when you were going through this?
I told his parents at one time, two years into it, I called them and was ready to walk, and we did get counseling. And I'm a huge advocate of counseling because that is so helpful.
Right.
To make you see it from a different angle and to get a little bit of support in that, look, it doesn't matter what you didn't deserve this. But I did reach out to some people, and my friends, really at the end of the day, they were smart. I have a whole section in the back of my book, actually, of tips of how friends and family can deal with it, because you don't want to, as a friend, you don't want to go to somebody and say, oh, my gosh, he's such a jerk, or she's such a jerk, you have to get out of this. Because if they decide to stay, you know, the victim decides to stay, then you know what? They're not probably going to come back to you because now they know what you think of that person.
Mm.
It's a delicate balance of being supportive and just saying, listen, when you're ready, I'm here to help you.
Mm.
And that you have no idea how empowering that can be for somebody.
Yeah. Wow. I so agree. And your book's coming out. When is it coming out?
It's coming out in May. It's by Tyndale, and it's called Love Isn't Supposed to Hurt. And a lot of the exercises that I did, I also have those at the back of the book. So it's very interactive. People will get resources on where they can go and who they can talk to, you know, in their communities, websites and whatnot. I have an entire exercise like what I went through that they can do on their own, and the tips for friends and family as well. And part of the proceeds will go to the domestic violence hotline, National Domestic Violence Hotline.
Because,
you know, I just want people to know they're worth it and they don't deserve to live like that. And as much as you love somebody and you want to help them, and they may really be a great person, until they're healthy enough to deal with you in a healthy manner, they're not healthy enough to be in your life.
Yeah. Love doesn't have to hurt. We'll look for it. Christy Paul, thanks for everything you're doing and good luck with the book.
Hey, thank you, too. You rock.
Yeah. You, too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christy. That was great.
Okay. Kate, thank you so much. Good luck with everything.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.